Stuart, how tough will Scunthorpe be?
Well, I imagine they'll be playing, obviously, with a lot of confidence. You know, they're on the back of a good win home at Millwall 3-0. Having said that, the last away performance, they got beat at Rochdale 3-2, having been 3-0 down. So we've had a look at that. We've looked at different things. But we're tough, yeah. There'll be times in the game, just like Charlton, where we'll be under pressure and we'll have to defend because they're a good side. So we know that. We can't dominate games for the full 90 minutes. But when we are on top, it's key then to hopefully take the chances that, you know, sort of can get the victory for us.
How important a game is this? Obviously, it's two teams in the top four, two teams battling for promotion. It'd be a good sign of intent if you came away with 3 points.
It certainly would, yeah. But, you know, I look back at the game against Sheffield United. I thought it was terrific. You know, and I said straight after that game, any team that finishes above Sheffield United will go up. And I've not changed my belief on that because I think they're... And also, I'm sure and I know they're going to strengthen in the window. And I think Scunthorpe will strengthen in the window. And obviously, you don't know what's going on at Bolton regarding the finances, but they're looking. I know Phil's looking to strengthen. So I think that's a key part as well. You try to get as many points you can till the window reopens, and then it's what you do in that window. You know, if you're happy with your squad, great. If you can bring somebody in that's going to make an impact, never any guarantees, we know that. But I know the other teams, having spoken to agents, are looking at maybe spending a few quid and really going for it in the second part of the season.
How frustrating has it been that your side have created lots of chances and not scored lots of goals?
Yeah, of course, that's the name of the game, isn't it? Having said that, you can get 12 points by winning 4 games 1-0. I think Bradford did it last year, actually. They won 4 1-0s, didn't they? So they're just as important. Clean sheet, getting a goal. Now, I'd much rather do what we did against Rochdale and win 4-0, obviously, or what we did at Wimbledon and win 3-2. But it's frustrating, that is exactly the word. But as I say, there's a lot of positives. I'd be more frustrated and sort of, you know, annoyed and disappointed if we weren't playing as well as we are. We've got good footballers in the team. We know, and everybody knows, it's that final, you know, ingredient, putting the ball in the back of the net and killing teams off when we're on top, and that's what we aim to do. But having said that, give me 3 1-0s between now and the next 3 games and 9 points, and we'll happily take that.
Are you going to be looking for a striker in January?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I've got to say, I'm not sure. We've got a couple of lads, obviously, on loan. But I think it's not always a burden on the strikers. We've all got a chip, and we keep saying that. But we'll see what the window brings.
Have you begun to look towards the window yet, just in general?
Yeah. We have discussions, as I say, with the chairman and Greg on regular, nearly every day, actually. And the agents are phoning, and players are getting in contact, and agents are getting in contact, etc., etc. So it's a good club to come to, Bradford. I don't think we'd have problems, you know, selling the club with the stadium, the fan base, the training ground, the way we go about things, try to do things properly and look after people that have been on loan or are on loan. And that's what we'll continue to do.
And finally, Boxing Day will be a good opportunity to get the stadium full, get the fans out and cheer the lads on properly.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been strange because we're going to have 9 days, you know, from the Walsall game to the Boxing Day, which is, everyone says, oh, it's hectic Christmas. Well, it is in the fact that we play, you know, 3 games in a short period of time, but we've had a bit of a break. So fans as well, I'm sure they'll want to come out and sing themselves hoarse, hopefully, and get rid of all that turkey and whatever they've got and jump up and down and scream and shout. And hopefully we can give them something to get excited about, and it'd be nice to send them home happy.